So goats are known for being some of the most headstrong farmyard animals. They'll eat your socks, they'll eat your newspapers, probably anything else they can get their hoofs on, really. So not the kind of creature you'd set out to work with, right? Not if you're Kevin Horan, a former photojournalist turned portrait photographer for goats. He joins us via Skype. Welcome to the program, Kevin.
How do you do?
What inspired you to get farm animals into the studio?
Well, this started when I moved from city to country. I had lived in Chicago for 30 years, and we moved to a little town called Langley, Washington, on Whidbey Island. And my new neighbors were about a dozen sheep across the lane. So every time we came home, they would speak to us in all these different voices, you know, the sopranos and tenors and bass and baritone. And it just occurred to me that they're not an undifferentiated mob. They're individuals.
You know what? A lot of people would contest that. They'd say, you know, sheep, they're just sheep, right? They're not particularly, I'm just saying what the people are thinking, Kevin. They're sheep. They're not like your smartest animal. But you're saying they've all got these individual characters. How can you prove that?
Well, I can't prove it. It was just an impression. It was an artistic flight of fancy. I thought, well, what if we did portraits of them? You know, we gave them the respect of a full portrait sitting. They could come into the studio, have a portrait made for their family, and put it on the wall. That was the idea.
That was the idea. So from idea to execution, there's a famous saying that goes, never work with kids or animals, and I've found it to be true very much with kids. What are your subjects like on set?
Exactly true what you just said. Yeah. It never goes the way you plan it. And in fact, that little conceit I had that they would come and have a portrait sitting in the studio, that didn't work at all. In fact, those sheep across the street, as soon as I put a leg over the fence, they scattered. So I went in search of some other animals, and I found some goats. And those animals were milked twice a day. So in effect, the studio goes to them. They don't come into the studio.
We come to you. You used to be a photojournalist, published in National Geographic and Life magazine, among others.
Right.
Goat portraiture seems like a pretty big change of pace. What are the different challenges?
Do you mean a step down?
No, look, a sidestep at the very... a sidestep.
Okay. It's relaxing. I mean, I'm taking the pictures I want to take, and I'm very curious about these animals, these individuals, and we call them animals, but I photograph them like non-human persons. So I'm looking at the whole idea of trying to figure out what's going on inside those heads. I don't know. Do you have a dog? Or you had a dog?
Look, there's dogs in my life. Yeah. I do wonder what's going on in their heads.
I had this great little Jack Russell Terrier, and I was just fascinated by her. And I would stare into those eyes. I'm sure you've done this. And finally, I would just grab her by the cheeks and say, Lulu, what are you thinking? Because obviously something was going on in there, but you couldn't figure out what it was. So this is an extension of that. I'm trying to, like, see into the goat mind.
And what have you found from looking into the goat mind?
You know what I found? I've only found photographs. And I've found photographs that make other people see something. It's usually something different for everyone, what they see in certain individuals, but... We are really eager to put personalities on other creatures, which I think is a good thing.
So, do you have a favorite goat to photograph?
I've photographed a couple of them more than once. One who made a great picture, and I keep coming back to him, is Jake, who's this old boar goat. He used to be 300 pounds, but he's slimmed down quite a bit in his old age. But Jake is a great old boy. He made some great photographs. And everybody just likes him. He has this presence about him, and he really doesn't... he's not unkind to you if you meet him, but he clearly doesn't really need you.
Yeah, he doesn't need you. That's kind of... I reckon that would be true.
So, you know, Jake was at a goat rescue farm, which is where I find a lot of the goats, and he was adopted out 3 times and came back 3 times.
Have you ever had any goats you'd never work with again?
I haven't rejected any. I haven't been bitten or anything like that, as happened with a wombat once. But, no, I get them for kind of a short time, and they let me know when they're done with it. So I might only photograph them for about 15 or 20 minutes, and then it's pretty clear they're done with the enterprise.
It's pretty obvious that this show is over.
Yeah, off they go. Because they, you know, these pictures are all about the light. So the lighting is set up, and there's only a little square in the center of my set where it works. So if they won't keep going back into that little square, then we're done.
You've photographed pigs and goats. Which animals are next on your, you know, must take pictures of list?
I kind of want to get back to the pigs. I just got some pigs this spring, and they're really fascinating and very difficult because they weigh 600 or 700 or 800 pounds, and they do what they want. The only one I've thought about coming up is perhaps chimpanzees. I know that's not a farm animal.
No,
and it's not an ungulate.
Certainly not.
But
and not easy to get.
They're awfully interesting.
Yeah, you'd have to travel for a chimpanzee, wouldn't you?
I would. I don't know of any here on Whidbey Island.
You never know. Hey, it's been great to talk to you, Kevin. Thanks for coming on.
Great talking to you.
And that's Kevin Horan there via Skype. He's a Washington-based photojournalist turned goat portrait maker.